This is the Spirit and Truth broadcast, pre-recorded for July 28, 1990. The title is Favor in the Sight of God and Man. Hello, friends. This is Brother David, and you're listening to the Spirit and Truth radio broadcast. You know, at the end of every broadcast, I try and remind the listeners to keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the reason that I try and remind that each and every week is because, you know, it is important that we keep a close relationship with God the Father. It is important that we worship him the way he wants us to. And the way he wants us to is in spirit and in truth. And that hasn't changed over the years. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 14, the Bible says, Fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. The wording has changed, but the feeling has not. My friend, the Lord wants us to serve him out of the purity of our hearts. He wants us to serve him in pureness and in sincerity, in spirit, the Bible says. He wants us to have a close relationship with him. And the way we do that is by obeying his word. The way we do that is by, the Bible says, draw nigh unto the Lord, and he will draw nigh unto you. He wants you to come closer in your walk with God. And as I point out several times, the Bible says that the church was set up for the perfecting of the saints. And although we will never be perfect while we are on this earth, my friend, we are supposed to strive for perfection. Strive for a closer walk with God. The Bible says, Be ye perfect as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We're supposed to strive to become like our Father, just as our children strive to become like the parents. My friend, God wants us to find favor in his eyes. In the Old Testament, the prophets and the people, when they sacrificed and they burnt the sacrifices on the altar, and the blood, the smoke rose, and the Bible says that it was a sweet savor in the nostrils of God. It was a sweet smell, and it was a pleasant sound to his ears, that it was something pleasing in his sight. And you know, really what it all boils down to is we're supposed to find favor in the sight of God and man. In Luke chapter 2, verse 49, starting with verse 49, going through 52, Jesus is in the temple, and Mary and Joseph can't find him. And when they finally do, they search all over the place, and when they finally do find Jesus, he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? In other words, he's saying, didn't you know I was going to be going after my Father? Didn't you know I was going to be doing his will, trying to live as he wants me to do? I'm supposed to be about my Father's business, Jesus said. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus is supposed to be our example. And at the age of 12, I believe it was, he was about his Father's business. He was drawing nigh unto God. And God was drawing nigh unto him, because the Bible says he grew in favor with God and man. Jesus is our example. We're supposed to strive to be like him, because he came to earth and lived as a man, was tempted in all points as we, and he lived without sin. We're supposed to strive to be like our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, too often we try to get in favor with man before we get in favor with God, and we kind of put God second. But Jesus taught contrary to that. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1, let me turn over there and we'll begin reading. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1, Jesus is giving his famous Sermon on the Mount. And here he's teaching in verse 1, he says, Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be seen and they may have the glory of men, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. It's so unfortunate that it's the nature of man to try and get the glory of other men. It's so unfortunate because we're supposed to be serving God first. We're supposed to put Him first in our life. And this the Pharisees were hypocrites in this day, and there's people just as hypocritical today. They get up and they get out their big wad of money they want to stick in the offering plate, and they stand up to do it, or they really, the Bible says that people sound a trumpet when they want the glory of men. They want to sound a trumpet to let them know they're doing something big for God. Well, my friend, there's nothing big that we can do except sacrifice ourselves, take up the cross daily, and follow after the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing bigger that we can do. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And my friend, there's nothing that we can sacrifice of ourselves. There's nothing that we can give that we have except ourselves. Because giving ourselves, giving our lives to the service of the Lord is what He wants. That's how we draw nigh unto God. That's how we form a close relationship with God, is drawing nigh unto Him. And what's it say here? Jesus is teaching not to seek after the glory of men, not to sound a trumpet when you give alms. But in verse 3, He says, when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. My friend, if we're going to come in favor of God, my friend, we need to be doing what the Word of the Lord says. And here Jesus said, when you do your alms, do them in secret. What you do, do in secret. So when the Father sees in secret, because God knows everything, when He sees what you're doing in secrecy, my friend, the Lord will reward you openly. Now, He didn't mean it just to happen, just to be so with giving alms or giving money in the church. In verse 5, Jesus said, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Because they're seeking the glory of men. Even though they're praying, oh, they like standing up in front of church and saying the prayer aloud in front of everybody. Oh, they just love that. Probably when they go home, they don't like praying and saying the blessing before the meal and saying their goodnight prayers. The only time they do it is when they can stand up and do it aloud. My friend, the Bible says that people like that have their reward because they're seeking only the glory of men. They're not praying to God. They're praying for those men. They're praying for their glory. In verse 6, Jesus said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Just as with the alms, my friend, when you pray in secret, the Lord will reward you openly. And He wouldn't be doing that except that what you do, just like those animal sacrifices thousands of years ago, they're a sweet savor in the nostrils of God. It's a sweet smell to Him when we do things in secret just so he will see. Not so other men will see, but just so the Lord will see what we're doing. But it's not just for giving of alms. It's not just for praying. But in verse 16 through 18, Jesus says, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites, as of a sad countenance. For when they disfigure their faces, they may appear to be unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now, my friend, I'm kind of heavy set, and I do love to eat. But, my friend, I know how hard it is because I've had to go on diets in the past, and I know how hard it is to do without food. And fasting is doing without worldly pleasures, and it's most common in food, when you do without food so that you can draw nigh unto God. The only problem that the Pharisees had with this is that when they were fasting, when they were doing without food, boy, they made the sweat roll on their face. They really made themselves look like they were suffering because they wanted others to see how good of a thing they were doing for God, how much suffering they were going through, how much they were enduring for God, and they did it so that other men could see. Not so that God could reward them, but so that other men can see. And Jesus said they have their reward. But He commanded His disciples, He says, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Now, the anointing of the head and the washing of the face, that was something that they did normally every day of their lives. And Jesus is saying, you know, even if you're fasting, even if you're enduring that hardship of doing without food and doing without worldly pleasure, don't let other men know it. Let them think you're just going on doing your everyday thing, because when you fast in secret, the Lord sees what you're doing. And if you do it in secret, just for the Lord, my friend, the Bible says that the Lord will reward you openly. Well, now I'm getting close to running out of time, so I need to hurry up here. What I'm saying is, my friend, when we do things for God, we don't need to just do it for the glory of men. We don't need to do it just so men can say, hey, you're doing something good for God. My friend, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon being the things of the world, the glory of this world, the glory of other men and the praise of other men. My friend, we can't seek after the glory of God and to do His will and then to get praise from man. We cannot do it. The Bible says you cannot serve God and mammon. And, you know, Jesus, when He increased in favor with God and man, it's interesting to note that He decided what He was going to be doing. He decided that He was going to be about the Father's business. He was not undecided. He was not double-minded. James chapter 1 verse 8 says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And you know, in a world as confusing and as troublesome as ours is now, you know, maybe having the stability and the peace of mind is the most attractive quality you can have in your life. I mean, it don't matter if you've got money. The Bible says if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, it doesn't profit you anything. But if you've got peace of mind and peace of heart, my friend, that's something that the world is striving for. Because people of the world, they go to psychologists and they go to psychiatrists and they go to all these people trying to get some inner peace in their life. But my friend, the Bible says if you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord, He will give you a perfect peace. And you know what? That may be the reason people who serve God find favor that the Bible talks about. Because when people can see that you're peaceful within yourself, that God has given you a perfect peace, my friend, it's something that the world looks up to. Because even if you're in poverty, even if the world has turned against you, even if there's things all around you and against you, my friend, when you have inner peace, it's something that the world really wants. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, but bind them around thy neck and write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And if we're supposed to be following after Jesus and following after the examples that He set forth and following after His footsteps in that He found favor with God and man, my friend, if we write these things upon the table of our hearts and we make them a part of us, and my friend, we'll have those things that the world's seeking after. Length of days, long life, peace, all these things will be added to us, my friend, if we keep the commandments that the Bible sets forth. It's about time for me to go, so I need to make a few announcements. Now, you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. The church is located near downtown Harriman on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash. Regular services are Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, you can mark this on your calendar. Next week will be the day of the regular monthly gospel singing service. Saturday night, August the 4th, the Young family from Dayton, Tennessee, will be singing at the church. So be sure and make plans. Come out and enjoy a night of praise and fellowship with us at the church. It's time for me to go, my friend. So, as I remind you each and every week, and I hope this holds a special place in your heart after today, my friend, keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.